Well, welcome back and welcome to a brand new series of The Naked Scientist. And we start with something which could be very, very important for embryologists. But what's it all about? Kat, why do scientists want to create chimeric embryos?
Well, this is, as you say, it's a really interesting technology. And, you know, the sort of tabloid press gets very excited about this and starts drawing pictures of humans with rabbit heads. So what's it all about? Well, it's all to do with trying to make a source of human stem cells. Now, at the moment, the way that you make human embryonic stem cells is to take a human embryo and to try and grow it in the lab, extract the stem cells, and then you can do experiments with them. And the idea is that then we could use these stem cells to heal damaged brains, damaged organs, all this kind of stuff. But obviously, you have a lot of ethical issues with using human embryos in this way, and human embryos are pretty hard to come by as well. So what the scientists are proposing to do is that you could actually make hybrid embryos. So what you would do is you would take the egg cell from another animal, so something like a rabbit, you take out all the rabbit DNA from that rabbit egg, and then you put in the DNA, the nucleus, from a human cell.
Just any old human cell?
Well, pretty much, yeah, an adult cell. So, and then you activate this egg, you kind of give it a kickstart, and it will develop, it will start developing. Now, you only need to let it develop for a couple of days till you start making these stem cells. So this is really literally, it's a tiny ball of cells. So it's not some kind of bizarre rabbity human ear thing. You've just got a tiny ball of cells. You then extract the stem cells from this little football of cells. You can grow them in a dish. And essentially, you've got human stem cells without having to use human embryo. So in fact, it's a way to get stem cells to study and potentially for curative purposes, but without actually having to use human embryos. So in some ways, it's ethically complex because we're making hybrids, but in a lot of ways, it's ethically simpler because you're not using human embryos.
Will the stem cells have any rabbitness left in them once you've made them?
Well, that's an interesting question. I mean, certainly, they will have the mitochondria. These are the little energy factories from the rabbit cells, from the rabbit egg in them.
Because and there's a little bit of DNA in there, isn't there?
Yeah, exactly. There's a tiny little bit of mitochondrial DNA in there. The key thing is that the scientists are in no way proposing that you would put these hybrid embryos into a woman and grow them. These are purely to grow into little balls of cells to get the stem cells out of them. And it's a way of getting stem cells to study and stem cells potentially for therapy without actually having to use human embryos.
Does anyone know if this will work, or is it purely at the stage where no one's been allowed to try? So that's the first step.
Well, in the UK, as far as I know, no one's been allowed to try, and we're expecting this week the announcement whether some scientists have actually been given a licence to try this kind of technology. There's a lot of evidence that it might well work. I mean, scientists are really pressing on with this kind of cloning technology, and, you know, we know that cloning does work certainly within the same species. So we have things like Dolly the sheep and cloned cows and cloned cats and things like that. So
Are you?
I am certainly not a clone. Some people think I might be. But no, I think it's potentially very, very exciting because stem cell research really needs to press on, I certainly think. And ideally to press on actually without using human eggs would be a really, really good way to go.
Well, thanks, Kat. We'll just have to watch this space and see actually how this progresses. But personally, I think it too is a very good idea.